This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, gets you an update on Umpqua Valley Arts. Reno Easterwind, how you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks, Kyle.
So what is your title these days at Umpqua Valley Arts?
I'm the Interim Arts and Education Coordinator there.
So what kind of things are you working on right now?
Right now, my main project is working on our summer camps for young artists, which are starting tomorrow. We've got camps in the mornings and afternoons with a limited number of students to allow social distancing, and we've got all kinds of exciting things lined up for this summer.
Wow. You know, it was not that many weeks ago that there were a lot of question marks about exactly what you could do. Were a lot of the summer things canceled? Some had to be just based on when they had to be planned. But you guys were able to kind of carve a new path and follow the guidelines with getting sort of cohorts of kids all together for the week and still be able to do some arts education.
Yep, we've got smaller cohorts of kids, and all of the classes are happening in the main building at 1624 West Harvard Avenue. We've got classes in the morning for young artists in grades first through fourth, and then camps in the afternoons after a one-hour break from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. for slightly older kids in grades fourth through eighth.
What kind of things are you going to be covering with them?
Well, already just starting tomorrow, and we've still got spaces for you to register. In the morning, that's from 9 to noon, we're going to have a class that looks at crazy pictures, having Joellen Waldvogel do all kinds of exciting things with making your own children's books and illustrations along the lines of artists like Eric Carl, who did The Very Hungry Caterpillar. So they'll be working with tissue paper, watercolor, paints and collage, chalk, all kinds of exciting stuff. And then in the afternoon tomorrow, again, there's still spaces to register. We're going to have some outdoor exploration with Morgan Krepke, learning how to make some art out of stuff you find out in nature in the park around the Umpqua Valley Arts Association and putting it together.
Well, I know it's been, just like everything else, it's been kind of a hard thing for the Arts Center to be closed, to not be able to do the Arts Festival. But you guys have been pretty innovative about even things like art kits that were passed out and a lot of extra hustle, a lot of extra work to make all this stuff happen.
Yeah, definitely. We've had to adapt a lot of what we do, and we're still looking at that because, of course, there are the possibility that things will change as the school year starts back up again. So we're going to definitely return to the art kit program, and we're going to have more lessons that we make available online, videos and kits that we make available to people and to schools in the community. So that we can actually provide the services and education we normally do remotely.
So talk about your background in the arts.
So I'm actually from Myrtle Creek, Oregon. My father's a ceramics and sculpture teacher at Umpqua Community College. And after that, I worked at the Art Center 10 years ago as the communications coordinator, did my education, master's and PhD in art history on the East Coast. And now I'm temporarily back in this area, filling in this interim arts and education coordinator position.
Wow. So you've kind of come full circle then.
Indeed, yeah. It's great to be back. Really wonderful to be back in a community and at an institution that, you know, I've known for almost as long as I can remember. I've been, you know, around the Art Center in one way or another, going to shows, taking classes, and helping my dad out at the clay place there.
How important do you feel like the arts are in people's lives?
I think it's really important, especially at this time when people feel like they just don't know what to do with their time. They're uncertain about things. It's a great time to make art because it allows you to come together with a community of people, with your family, with your kids, and just express yourself creatively, work through different ideas, feel like you're accomplishing something, making things that you might be able to use or just, you know, feel proud of for the future. I think the arts at this time are really important because they remind people of the things that are important to them in their everyday life, and they can really feel creative.
And for a lot of people during this COVID-19 time, people had some extra time. Folks tried in a lot of arenas things they'd never done before. I mean, you heard about people baking things that, you know, they'd never really hit. It's like, well, I'm here, I might as well try this.
Exactly.
You know, and they've worked in other areas. But it's nice to see the arts in the mix as well, because when you're dealing with all the economic devastation, all the issues like that, it's easy to maybe put that on the corner and not have that aspect in your life.
It's important to take time to just sort of do things that are open-ended and creative. So on the one hand, yes, there have been been a lot of people learning new skills, whether it's baking or knitting and things like that. But it's also good to be able to just take time to feel like you're being creative, sort of unburden your mind. Again, spend time with your family doing something that feels productive, you know, rather than sort of wrestling around who gets the kitchen table for Zoom. You know, you can get together and do projects together or by yourself. It's important to take that time, and the arts are really a thing that can help you feel mentally better in that space.
So how long have you been back at the Arts Association?
It'll be almost a month and a half this week.
Wow. Now, were you, and you said you were in the East Coast, and you weren't necessarily planning to come here.
No, I wasn't. I actually ended up back in this area because of the COVID-19 crisis. I'd been about to leave to go abroad to Eastern Europe on a research grant, which was unfortunately postponed and is still postponed just because of travel restrictions. So I came back here, and it happened that there was an opening for the Arts and Education Coordinator position, which is something that I was really excited about filling in for.
So the classes begin?
The classes begin tomorrow. So we have a total of 7 weeks of summer camp. They run Tuesdays through Fridays, and as I said before, we've got morning and afternoon camps. The morning camps are for kids in grades 1st through 4th, and they're 9 to noon. Then we've got an hour break to sanitize and sterilize the room, and then there are classes from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. for kids in grades 4th through 8th. So starting next week, we've got, like I said, crazy pictures in the morning, and then in the afternoon, outdoor explorers. And then next week, actually, the morning class is full, but the afternoon class next week is something I'm really excited about. It's a comics and storytelling class. So if you've ever wanted to learn about drawing comic books, next week is the time to do it. That's the afternoon slot, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. At the Art Center. You can sign up for those classes at our Facebook. If you go to Umpqua Valley Arts Association on Facebook, we've got a post that has the link to the sign-up sheet directly in the caption for the post. Or you can go to our website, go to the youth education section, and scroll down to summer camps. There's a register now link there. So sign up.
And what's the cost for these camps?
So the cost for the camps is $100 for a week-long camp if you're a member, or if you're not a member of our organization, it's $125 for that week-long camp. So that is 4 days.
So basically, get onto those sites that you mentioned and take a look, see what's out there, see how it matches with your kid, and get them out of the house doing something.
Exactly. So we got a wide range of stuff. Like I said, 7 weeks, so we're going through the third week of August. We've got lots of exciting stuff, but some of them are starting to fill up. So do check out your summer, see how your schedule fits in with what we're doing, and hopefully come join us at the Art Center to make some art together.
Reno Easto from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.